Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a mess.
A mess.
A mess.
This is Trash Talkin' Tuesday.
I would love to know what the hell's going on in our country.
Being a wise guy with me a little bit.
Talkin' trash now.
It's time to clean it up.
Brought to you by Florence Recycling. Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back.
Clean.
Coming clean.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning, Lewis. How are you?
Good morning, and I wish we had better news to talk about.
Absolutely, but we're glad that we've got you for several reasons. Anything that has to do with gun owners' rights, we know you're on top of it. But also, if some people don't know it by now, you're a former SRO, school resource officer.
Yep, that is 110% correct. And this incident here shows that SROs and gun-free zones will not keep our schools safe.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, we're finding that out. It can be part of an overall plan, you know. It can be part of it, but it's not necessarily going to be the answer. And look, this thing happens, this occurs, and the first thing we hear is knee-jerk Joe runs out and starts talking about assault weapons ban, even though it was a handgun that was used.
Yeah, even before these became room temperature, you already had the gun grabbers jumping on their microphones and on their exocamps to put gun control. The Biden administration has already announced that, oh, you know, we should have an assault weapons ban. We need to limit the ownership of arms and magazine capacities. Guess what? None of that matters. None of that stops criminals. Last I checked, murder has been illegal since Hammurabi wrote it on a stone tablet thousands of years ago, and people still do it. The idea that gun control in any way, shape, or form will stop bad people from doing bad things is ludicrous. Criminals are criminals because they break the law. And on top of that, the idea that an imaginary gun-free zone will stop someone from doing something bad is ludicrous. When seconds count, cops are minutes to an hour away. That is the honest fact. And even having an SRO on campus, and I can tell you this, from being a former SRO, some campuses are fairly large. It takes minutes to get from one end of the campus to another. And again, seconds count. That's why we need to arm our teachers and staff. No more, no less.
Yeah, and you know, some folks have kind of gotten with that program and instituted that, many of them quietly, but a lot of people haven't taken advantage of it, and a lot of people, there's much resistance. Now, of course, the left jumps out and immediately wants to, you know, blame the gun, as we've seen before. But this seems to be a clear case of mental health issues. So how can we... I mean, is there anything that gun owners or GOA can do in terms of helping to solve this from a mental health perspective?
Well, one of the biggest things that we have been pushing is that we have a mental health crisis in this country. And part of that comes down to the simple fact that there is a social stigma on mental health treatment, and there is a lack of funding for mental health treatment. I mean, look. As we saw here in Florida after we had a school shooting, what they do, they push red flag laws to strip firearms away from individuals. Well, guess what? If that individual has a mental health issue and they're a danger to the public, simply taking guns away from them ain't going to stop it, because guess what? They're still on the streets. They're still out in public. If they're truly a danger to society, they should be taken off the streets. But again, we don't want to fund mental health. There's no public funding for mental health. There's no public support for mental health. And there's a social stigma on mental health to where individuals who want to seek treatment, they feel they're going to be ostracized for it. So they either self-medicate or they don't get the treatment that they deserve and they become a problem.
Well, and not everybody reacts to, you know, the same medications the same way. So, you know, it's kind of a crapshoot to begin with when it comes to the medication being effective. I mean, we hear out loud, the side effects could increase, you know, suicidal thoughts or tendencies. I mean, you're like, what? Wait, that's the whole reason this person may be taking the medication.
Yeah, and that's the issue that we have with mental health. The mindset right now is, oh, just dope people up. They'll be fine. No, mental health is more than just prescribing someone medication. A lot of it comes down to therapy and care, but there's no facilities for it. There's no resources for it. There's no funding for it.
Well, it may or may not be true in this case because there is something to this, but you imagine a kid of this age, say when she first maybe needed help, 12, 13, 14, and maybe one of the answers she got, depending on where she went, to search for answers was, oh, hey, maybe you're the wrong gender, and actually pushing and promoting that. We've seen that happen. So yeah, you want kids to get help, but you also have to make sure that you're sending them to people that don't have another agenda.
Yeah, and that's the other issue with mental health is that a lot of it has been corrupted for ulterior motives. And it's just pushed. There's a mental health crisis in this country. No ifs, ands, or buts. And we need to get to the bottom of this. Americans need to have a good, long, hard talk with themselves. And that long, hard talk is, look, we need to have more proper funding for mental health. We need to have more treatment centers for mental health. We need to have more avenues for people to get treatment. And we need to end the social stigmatization that involves mental health treatment. Because, again, most of these people, They reach out and they want help, but they're afraid of being socially ostracized for it. And it's something as simple as, when you go to the doctor for having a cold, are you ostracized for it? Or is there a social stigma on it?
No.
But if you go to the doctor and say, hey, doc, I'm going through depression, or I have these feelings, or I have these thoughts, you know, then you have a social stigma on you. Then you're ostracized. Then you're cut off from society. And we need to end that. And going back to the original talking point of this discussion, the Biden administration pushing an assault weapons ban, in no way, one, is it going to solve anything, because, again, criminals don't care, they're criminals. But two, violating the law-abiding public's inalienable God-given rights doesn't solve crime. It never has, it never will, because bad people will do bad things because they're criminals, because they break the law. If you outlaw anything, only the law-abiding will be harmed.
I've heard that put that way in several instances. So, yeah, look, yeah, I wish we were getting together talking about something happier and more upbeat, but there needs to be a real discussion about mental health and then real action that'll flow from that. The parents, obviously, an important part of the equation. Luis Valdez, always a pleasure. If we don't get to talk to you until then, I hope you enjoy great holidays and a Merry Christmas.
Same here, my friends, and thank you for being a shining beacon of liberty in these dark and troubling times.